Retailers Fight the Hacking Penalty.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Big credit card companies are very strict about how they expect merchants to protect credit card data from hackers. When retailers sign up to use Visa or other cards, they agree to safeguard data in certain ways. And if they get hacked, the penalties can be heavy. Now, the Tennessee-based retail chain Genesco is suing Visa, disputing a penalty it paid. Kim Zetter, a senior writer at Wired, has been covering the story.
The way that companies often find out that they've been hacked is that the credit card companies inform them. What happens is that the credit card companies are doing sort of data analysis, and if they see that credit cards have a lot of fraud on them, they will do this data pattern matching. And based on this common point of purchase where they see that a lot of these cards with fraud on them have all been used at a specific retailer, then they contact the retailer and they say, it appears that you've been hacked.
So, Kim, Genesco is suing for $13 million, essentially to get back the money it paid to Visa in penalties?
So there could be actually no evidence of a hack on forensically. And this is what Genesco is saying, is that when they actually went into their system, they did find a sniffing software, which is a hacking tool, on their system. But they didn't see any evidence that the hackers actually accessed some card data. And so they are protesting the fine based on that initially. They're also protesting it based on some contractual issues as well, though.
Now, did you get a reaction from Visa?
No, Visa doesn't tend to comment on ongoing litigation like this.
You can imagine, though, that customers would want credit card companies to be strict about security.
The card companies are trying to sort of set a baseline here by demanding these security standards. The problem, though, is that the credit card companies are taking on the position of a federal regulatory agency and levying penalties against companies. And that's what the companies are protesting here. Is they're basically saying, who does MasterCard or Visa think they are? Generally, what happens is the company gets hacked and there might be a class action lawsuit from the customers whose data was stolen. But in this case, it's the credit card companies, and they're making millions off of this.
Kim Zetter, senior reporter at Wired, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Genesco, by the way, is the company behind shopping mall stalwarts Johnston & Murphy Shoes, Journeys, and Lids.